Now let's see travel agency management unit 9. What's it all about? Information technology and the tourism industry, information technology in the transport sector, information technology in the accommodation sector, and the computer reservation system, CRS. What are the objectives? Learn communication technology uses in the hospitality industry, know about the technology used in the transport services and industry, understand computer reservation system, learn about the Amadeus and some basic big commands, and know about the three big global players in the global distribution system. Travelers around the globe are much more technology savvy than ever before. The travel and hospitality e-commerce among the top four growth categories, second only to finance and insurance services. We all know now how big the travel and the hospitality industry is. It's among the top four growth categories. Information technology is being used for many purposes in inter-office management functions to external communication between different parts of the industry and the travelers. Since industry implies transportation, travel technology has been associated with the computer reservation systems, CRS, of the airlines industry. Now, if you see over here, internet is the most important source of information. Everyone wants to go onto the net, check the fares, the airlines, and which is the fastest way to travel. Travelers first visit the website, check photos of the location before traveling, and they also, in the hospitality and tourism business, effective use of internet technologies can, you can see, improve revenue. Websites, blogs, online advertising, social media, online ordering, and information repositories are all helpful to convince the customer to choose a location or a business. Now, these are the ways over here through which the industry has been growing through information technology. People want to just use the latest trends. It's very simple to go to a portal, to go to a website, see what you want, see which place you want to go, and to be able to just check, click, reserve your seat, and move on. Now, if you see technology in the travel industry, travelers around the globe are much more technology savvy than ever before. The travel and the hospitality e-commerce is among the top four growth categories, second only to finance and insurance services. Information technology is being used for many purposes, inter-office management functions to external communication between different parts of the industry and travelers. Since travel employs transportation, travel technology has been first associated with the computer reservation systems of the airlines industry, the CRS. Internet is the most important source of information. Travelers first visit the website, check photos of the location before traveling, and so on. In the hospitality and tourism business, effective use of the internet technologies can improve revenue. You see, people go, they see websites, portals, they can book directly. Websites, blogs, online advertising, social media, online ordering, and information repositories all help convince customers to choose a location or a business. Technology has facilitated the speed and efficiency with which information of the tourism industry is processed, stored, retrieved, distributed, and otherwise manipulated. It reduces cost of information handling, increased speed of information transfer and retrieval, and increased customer involvement. What happens? With the advent of technology, today everything is there, the tap of a finger. You can process the entire data and store it. And the customer is very easy to access. You can send him mails, you can send him mobile applications, and he in turn can do his bookings faster. It has helped develop flexibility of product specifications, enhances level of collaboration between tourism operators, helps identify alternatives, enabling a variety of holiday packages and options to be constructed, and the ability to turn ideas into marketable innovation for a wide range of customers. Now, over here, a wide variety of holiday packages are put onto one portal. Rather than manufacturing thousands and thousands and thousands of books, you just manufacture a portal, put all the information there, make it well, and it's there for all to see. You're saving a lot of money, a lot of cost. Then, it helps in sharing of information within and between organizations. There are different organizations can share information with each other. And internet has also shifted the balance of power from the intermediaries to the suppliers. The supplier directly can give information to the customer, and in turn the customer decides from where, from which supply it wants to buy its product from, because the portals are there with every single knowledge available about price, number of nights, what are the facilities, what are the products, which is the star category of the hotel, which airline, everything is offered. So it makes it a lot easier for the customer to choose directly from the supplier. Air transport, important technological developments. What have happened in the air transport? Computer reservation system, CRS, one of the first technological advances of the airline industry, and is used to book tickets. All you have to go is to the airline, you can book a ticket. E-tickets, electronic paperless tickets, are used to travel instead of manual tickets. One very important factor, internet contribute around 5% of the total airline sales globally. And by 2015, both airlines and airports expect the web and the mobile phone to be the top two sales channels. This is what the future predict. By 2015, they expect the mobile phone and the web to be the top two sales channels. Then mobile applications. A mobile phone is loaded with travel application designed for mobile ticketing, check-in and boarding passes. Kiosks are used for everything from document checks to printing bag tags or tracing that bag when it is manhandled. You have these kiosks at the airport where they are given specific responsibilities of seeing that the baggage is done, everything is okay. If there's any lost baggage, you go there and they try and check and retrieve it. Airline alliances, cooperation between two or more alliances, help in code sharing agreements, alliances and other business arrangements. We have talked about this earlier. These alliances are successful due to the coordination through effective interfaces. Couple of airlines get together, they form a strategy, they form a kind of a loyalty program, and if you use these few airlines which are together, you get reward programs, you get the access to the lounges. Frequent flyer scheme. The airlines allowance also provide the infrastructure for close collaboration between airlines and passengers to implement the frequent flyer miles and enjoy privileges from different carriers in all continents. Self-service at airport. Many airports are becoming technology smart, and Singapore's Changi Airport is one of the most technically advanced airports in the world. Now, when we say this, please understand, you have to, if you've traveled international, most of the airports, if I think, you go there, you want to use the net. They have computers at different stations. You probably have six terminals where you go to the aircraft. But they'll have a place, a kind of a big kiosk. They probably have six or seven laptops or desktops for you to go there, check any information, any business detail that you want through the net. It's a fantastic development. People all around the world, airports are becoming very techno-savvy. They also have minute things like you have seating arrangement. They'll have places, chargers kept, where you can probably charge your mobile. These are very few things, but they make a lot of difference. Because today, the customer cannot work without mobile, without a laptop. He has to have information. He has to probably send an important mail from the time he finishes the meeting to reach to the airport to take the flight and reach back, which is probably 12 hours away. So you have to be able to be constant touch with the world. And they have another part of this, of the travel and tourism industry, which probably we have seen, is the cards. You have these calling cards, you have these cards, international cards, travel cards for mobiles. You take a matrix card, you can use the matrix card if you're traveling abroad so that you are in constant touch with the businesses. In China, they have a system where they give you a card if you're from another country. All you have to do is pay around approximately 160 to 170 rupees per month to be able to maintain that card. And if that card is over, you have to tell your agent in China that please fill this card up so that the moment you leave India or you leave other place and go to China, suppose, all you have to do is put the card in your mobile as soon as you enter China territory, and you will have your mobile on. You will have your data on. At least you stay connected if you don't want to use your Indian card. That's how specific the world is becoming. They want to give you every single service to be able to make use of it. Changi's instant feedback system allows passengers to let the airport know where improvements need to be made or assistance is needed via touchscreen, smile rating systems, which alerts airport staff for an instantaneous reaction. Well, here's one instance, instant feedback system. They will tell you and give it to you and tell you where the improvement needs to be done. Land transport. Railways and the car rentals are two important segments of land transport dependent on technology. Technology in car transport. Technology is increasingly enabling organizations to reduce the cost of car hire by helping them control which vehicle is rented, when, and for how long. One such example is the introduction of automated rental management system. Global car rental companies like Avis and Hertz can automatically measure and record the precise amount of fuel in the tank at the time the customer exits. Technology helps tracking, GPS tracking system, all things you know about, and you can know where a car is at any given point of time. Helps to limit the amount of cars lost to theft. Helps checking on customers who break speeding regulations while driving. If you're hiring a car, you're going to speed, the system will tell you which car is speeding at what limit, and you can warn the customer not to do this, or you will be fined. If he does that, comes to you, "I'm sorry, ma'am, sorry, so you were driving at a speed which is a lot normal than fast, you have to pay this fine." Technology in the car rental companies, online booking engines, fleet management solutions, revenue accounting solutions, vehicle scheduling solutions, GPS-based navigation, trace and track solutions, self-service kiosk, purchasing and billing applications, web enabling of applications, and black box recorders to their fleets. So this is all technology now. You have search engines over here, you have solutions, you have to see applications. They are all present for you to be able to move ahead technologically in the world of any business. Some of the new technologies in the rail travel include high-speed railways like the maglev trains promise dramatic improvements for human travel in the near future. Technology software and analytical tools to help companies rail companies manage optimal routes, schedules and capacity in near real time. Providing reservation solutions designed to support multiple delivery channels like websites and GDS. Ticketing with smart-based systems has replaced traditional paper tickets on many of the world's major transport networks. Now, smart-based card systems, you have a card. You go, you can take that, and you can travel. Whether it's railways, whether it's cars, whether it's metros, you have some kind of a smart card where you can just fill in money, keep the balance, and punch in the card, walk in and walk out whenever you want. Web or mobile or a vending machine is used to book tickets. And technology is used in designing accessible kiosk for user-friendly experience for travelers. It makes life easier. You see, it's not about personal interaction now. It's just leave the thing there, let them use it. Technology in railways. Now let's see. Expanding populations have forced many countries to develop rail travel as an answer to their country's logistical challenges. The cities require metro systems for daily transportation needs and high-speed railway networks for enabling long-distance commutes. Many countries have developed high-speed rail to connect major cities, including China, France, Germany, Italy, Taiwan, Turkey, South Korea, and Spain. A lot of them have the bullet trains. Smarter train can sense what is around it, including obstacles in its path, and slow down and stop without human intervention. Could this happen before? You have a technology which says an obstacle coming and automatically your train slows down. That's all due to technology. A smarter train can also collate data to predict and prevent breakdowns. The computer systems can detect excessive brake wear or the vibrations of a crack wheel and send an alert to the operators before the issue impacts the line and prevents major accidents. So this is how technology has been impacting the world. Indian Railways and Technology. Indian Railways is the second largest railway corporation of the world, covering 63,327 kilometers. The computerization of the Indian Railway services was done a few years back. Passenger can book tickets, PNR inquiry, fares and rules. The computerized system of the Indian Railways is based on the PNR, passenger name report, number provided on each ticket of the customer. The PNR number is unique reference number which identifies the person traveling, his personal details and the train and the destination of travel. So if you are waitlisted, all you have to do is on the mobile go to IRCTC. If you're traveling by the rail, Indian Railways, type your PNR number. They have a ready website, ready software. Type in your PNR number and it tells you your waiting list number or whether you're confirmed, and if you're confirmed, what is your coach number and seat number. Ticketing through internet and mobile phones is possible now. Automated ticket vending machines have been introduced, ABTMs, in the suburban sections of the metros, namely Mumbai, Chennai, Secunderabad, Kolkata and Delhi. Starting from this year, 1st of April, the coupons will not be valid anymore. You will just have to use the ABTM cards to be able to access. They're stopping the use of coupons all across the country. The mobile reservation message and the virtual reservation message are now accepted as tickets, and passengers need not carry physical paper tickets, thus saving a lot of paper. This has been done to see that we are preserving the ecological environment of the world, of the country. Parcels and luggage can be booked through a computerized system, which enables track and trace facility for the customers to track their consignments on the internet. All you have to do is track and trace and see where your consignment is and when we will reach you. IT in water transportation. Cruise ships are the major water transportation mode in the world, with more and more taking a cruise holiday, a more fashionable way of holiday, a more happening way. It's a more luxury, high-end luxury sort of a vacation. There was no internet connectivity on cruise ships in 1999. Norwegian Cruise Lines, Norwegian Sky, was the first cruise liner to introduce the first internet cafe abroad, on board. The cruise ships use technology for becoming environmental friendly. Other water transport used in tourism are houseboats of Kerala and Srinagar. Cruises on rivers and small ferries, all these do not use much technology. Hovercrafts, hydrofoils and seaplanes are some latest technological advancements in the water transport. There have been new developments. So this is how you see how technology is growing in different modes of transport. Various technological advances in the cruise industry. Websites to research the cruises and the facilities on board through the videos and photographs. Use text messaging and email and smartphone application to provide crews with updates and important notices before the departure. Applications are being used to allow cruisers to make dinner and excursion reservations on board the ship. So you don't need to go and do it on the ship, you can do it on an application. You probably go to the cruise lines portal or the website and go click dinner at this restaurant, at this ship, on this day for the number of people. Use of revolutionary reverse osmosis system for fresh water production that consumes 40% less power. Installing solar panels on its newer ships for powering onboard components such as LED lights and elevators. Saving energy. It's all technological is now not only about being able to show what you have in latest. It also tells you how you are being eco-friendly, how you are trying to protect the world, the environment, and see that you can be a giver. You can contribute to a good, safe tomorrow and environment. Technology is also helpful for that. Royal Caribbean's Wayfinder. Onboard activities, real-time updates, and customized directions and routing for the guest. Facial recognition technology, high-resolution passenger photos taken in embarkation are used for security and linked to cabin keys. Smartphones and wristbands. The world's largest cruise ships, Oasis of the Seas and Allure of the Seas, provides a Royal Connect mobile device to keep track of family of colleagues on board. Now, iPad-based menus and iPads in cabins. Royal Caribbean's newly revitalized Splendor of the Seas offers Apple iPads in every cabin for use throughout the ship. Who knows what's going to come next? Fast track embarkation, a barcode on each guest cruise ticket, and a new ticket scanning system helps the fast track check-in. Technology in accommodation is revolutionizing the hospitality industry, and for the hotels, small as well, multinationals, watching over the latest trends is extremely crucial. Hotel operations. The operation department use property management systems, PMS, revenue management and energy management and other systems to have a more efficient workflow and error-free systems. Everything in their system, in the company, in the hotel now, is being used through the computer. marketing, global distribution system, GDS, online distribution management, and internet marketing are the latest marketing tools widely being used by the hotel industry. Technology, again, other ones are reputation management, monitoring and tracking of reviews and other online sources to know what is being said about the hotel through TripAdvisor, Facebook, and other systems. Hotel booking engines, bookings through the online booking service provider, Expedia.com, Bookings.com. IT applications also help in better occupancy. It helps the hotels know in advance whether lean period or large group people are coming in. And it plans the strategy for emergencies and calculating the daily revenues generated quickly. This is all possible because you have everything at the click. You know, through my portal, I have these many bookings on these many dates. How do I go about, if there's a lean period, try and get more business? Then billing is considered to be the first area which was improved by information technology. Account software are implemented to manage accounts and keeping records. Social media. Use TripAdvisor applications for Facebook and LinkedIn where they can link up client social media platforms and online communities to share information about the hotel. You see different ways of using technology. Easy management, energy management systems. Use of sensor-based occupancy system where the door lock systems are integrated to the PMS in empty rooms. The EMS automatically lowers air conditioning to a designated setback position and also turns the light off. So you have everything here which helps save power through the computers, through the systems of a sensor-based occupancy system where this probably reduces your billing. The GDS interfaces with the central reservation system, CRS, of the hotel, allowing travel agencies and consortia to confirm bookings on their system. A computer reservation system or central reservation system is a computerized system used to store and retrieve information and conduct transactions related to air travel, hotels, cars, rentals, or other activities. The CRS system contributed to a great number in the following areas in the tourism industry: increased sales volume, providing precise information, selling the product efficiently, and increase in profitability. There is every aspect the computer systems and technical advances are covering today. History. Up to 1970, travel agencies used the official airline guide to locate the best routes and fares. A database of flight details for more than 1,000 airlines over 4,000 airports is held with the official airline guide, who feeds this data to the world's global distribution systems and travel portals. In the 1950s, the CRS came into being when American Airlines developed a system to provide information about the flights to all its offices. In 1953, Air Canada developed a computer reservation system. Now, 1953, a computer reservation system which was named Reserve RC. In 1964, an integration and automation of its ticket processing and SABRA, semi-automated business result environment, was developed. In 1976, for the first time, Apollo Systems offered access of the ARS, airlines reservation systems, to the travel agents as well. So you had some sort of a technological advance in the year 1976 for the airlines reservation systems to the travel agents, but this was not to the general public. Now, if you see the history, by 1978, British Airways and other airlines formed the Galileo. In 1987, the German airline led various consortium to launch Amadeus. And in 1990, British Airways, KLM, and United Airlines formed Galileo International as a competitor to Amadeus. This is how the technological war started between different airlines. A whole new industry developed, and other services like hotel and car reservations could also be done through the CRS. Now, agents use CRS to manage their inventory, to check availability, make reservation, issue tickets. So all modern forms of technology now and every single mode of working can be done through the CRS. These are vital channels of communication between airline and the traveler. The main stages of evolution of the technological revolution has been as below. The first reservation system, called an airline reservation system. The second, a computer reservation system, the CRS. Then you have the GDS. The CRS and the GDS have the same functions, but the major difference is the CRS only provides information about the airlines, where the GDS helps you reserve a ticket, a room in a hotel, and also a rental car. So there's a difference here. The top floor GDS companies are Amadeus, which is owned largely by the European airlines. Together with Galileo, it is the leading system in the European market. Now, first they were competitors. Now they have come together. Galileo has a strong position in the US market after it merged with an American system. And Sabre and WorldSpan have been developed in the US market conditions. So this is how the advances have taken place. LCCs, the low-cost carriers, use the internet as a channel for distribution and control cost. They don't do business with the GDS. The low-cost carriers now comprise 25 to 26% of the available air seat capacity in Asia-Pacific. They want to remove the middle persons in between because they're low-cost carriers. They don't want to pay commissions. So they have every system in place to be able to save that cost. Online sales through the internet. The online travel agencies such as Travelocity and Expedia have a direct connect to airlines, bypassing GDS and their booking fees. Direct distribution. It costs airline money to go through a GDS process. It is not cost effective, and poor airlines sell directly to the travelers through their own websites so that you don't have to pay money to the GDS. Amadeus, headquartered in Madrid, Spain, was founded in 87 by Air France, Iberia, Lufthansa and SAS Airlines. It provides marketing, sales and distribution needs of the world's travel and tourism industries through a comprehensive data network and database. In 1988, Amadeus became the first European company to operate in the new European country, the ECU. In 1988, Amadeus successfully connected all System 1 users into the Amadeus global distribution system, which is the largest migration in travel industry history. So it brought about a collaboration of different systems to be able to generate different services in the travel industry. Now let's see what are the basic commands on Amadeus. Just a few of them. This is the type of command for an airline. This is the command. This is the type of command. And this is explanation available for 10 December Delhi Singapore on Singapore Airlines. See the code over here. AN 10 December ASQ. Neutral timetable with date and airline. This is one. Find timetable on 10 December for Delhi Singapore on Singapore Airlines. Explanation. Neutral schedule. Shows a general flight schedule between Delhi and Singapore. So there are different commands which you go and see to display the schedule for all the YY carriers. This is the one. Show flights on all carriers between Singapore and Delhi on 1st May. So this is different types of codes, different types of systems where now if you have a meal request, you request Asian veg meal on flight, you have to do this code. So this is all inbuilt into the systems which helps a traveler in getting every single detail that he wants without having to just run to the airport and try and get what he wants. The other types of commands, list of airports for a specific country, list all airports in Germany, then you have probably current time in Singapore, DD, find the time in Singapore now. There's a huge number of commands and it gives you the type of command. It says what is the Amadeus command and the explanation for it. So if you want to type in a veg meal, you can all you have to do is just go write the command or write the code. And you can do that. Airlines storing flight schedules in Amadeus, 690. Airlines that are bookable, 430. Car rental locations, 37,918. Car rental companies, 32. Cruise lines, 20. Ferry services, 30. Hotel properties, 3 lakh. Hotel chains, 288. Rail, 100. Tour operators, 243 tour operators. Travel insurance, 22 insurance provider group with a wide range of global affiliates. So you see how the system is, how it has grown, how the industry has gone through a sea change with everything happening through technology now. What are the services available? Air content, more than 440 airlines distribute to Amadeus, including 70 low-cost airlines. Amadeus electronic miscellaneous document, a method used to enable agents to issue documents for travel-related services, including unbundled airline services. Ancillary services, providing ancillary services to your client to maintain customer satisfaction, increase your efficiency while staying competitive. There are hotels which give you access to world of hotel content to serve customers better and increase agency revenues. So Amadeus is taking every single aspect and seeing that it can provide a gamut of services to the consumer. Then travel management services available, travel management, e-travel, e-travel management is an online cell booking tool that serves every aspect of corporation travel needs through a single entry point. You have Car Plus for travel agencies. Improve your performance and impress your customers. Amadeus Car Plus, they offer you a car service. And the selling platform used is Amadeus Vista. So you have all, you already can even make a payment. Galileo International, the next one, is a computer reservation system owned by Travelport. It operates a global distribution system business with three brands, Apollo, Galileo, and WorldSpan. The DGS company allows travel agencies to search, compare, process, and book itinerary and pricing options across multiple travel providers. In addition to airline reservations, the Galileo is also used to book train travel, cruises, car rental, and hotel rooms. It is a member of the International Air Transport Association, of the Open Travel Alliance, and of CETA. Galileo was founded in 1993 by 11 major North American European airlines. If you see, most of them have been formed by airlines to bring about a consortium of different providers together to be able to get some loyalty from people towards one bunch of operators. These are the ones mentioned here. In 1977, Galileo International became a publicly traded company listed on the New York and Chicago stock exchanges. In response to the growing demand of the web-based travel, it has partnered with Go, UK's best low-cost airline. Galileo has sponsored membership to the Thor Worldwide Negotiated Hotel Rates Program. There's terminal simple internet access to the Galileo TM or Apollo system with a laptop, tablet or PC to address customers' needs. It is fully supports the iPad, Android and the Samsung Galaxy tablet version 10 and later. So see, this is also going to your mobiles. They're going to your tablets to make it easier and functional for you to be able to travel. The first Sabre, the first passenger reservation system, was offered by Sabre in 1960. It helped American Airlines to replace the handwritten passenger reservation system of the 1950s. Sabre Global Distribution System is used over 55,000 travel agencies across the world. The Sabre GDS enables the travel agency to search, price, book, and ticket travel services provided by airlines, hotels, car rental companies, rail providers, and tour operators. So see, you have Amadeus, you have Galileo, you have Sabre. These are different companies providing the similar services across the globe, and all with huge number of providers on its website and portal. Inside this, it has a software system. Then in 1960, Sabre developed the basic computer reservation system, and in 1980, an advanced airline yield management systems, which has led to developing the travel websites of today. So it is telling you what the developments have been. Sabre Virtually There is a tool which updates travelers on minute-to-minute details about itineraries and destinations. Get There by Sabre is an online corporate travel booking tool. You can book your tickets. The hotel program is the industry's first eco-certified hotel program. And Hospitality Solution is the first CRS to go live with the Room Key, an online hotel search engine owned by six of the world's leading hotel companies. Now over here, you have a consortium of the hotel companies which come together and provide a service. Sabre's competitive strengths include market position, global research, stable product line, diversification of revenue streams, and intellectual capital. WorldSpan, the next one, formed in 1990 by Delta Airlines, Northwest Airlines, TWA. In 2006, Travelport, which owned Galileo, Galileo Travel Associate, and has a controlling share in Orbitz, acquired WorldSpan. So this is one acquisition that took place. Galileo took over WorldSpan. Headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, WorldSpan connects approximately 421 airlines, 210 hotels, and 40 car rentals. Datalex, a leading provider of e-business infrastructure and solutions for the global travel industry. OpenTable.com is an internet-enabled restaurant management tool system of WorldSpan. You can go and book a restaurant and a dinner through the net. Viator, a major provider of internet-based content, technology, and distribution services, include data management, hosting, and e-commerce. This is what technological advances in the industry of travel and tourism have happened. Some advanced tools of WorldSpan are WorldSpan Go. One is accessible through a secure login and password whenever the internet is available. WorldSpan Car Select, Hotel Select, WorldFly Files, industry-leading traveler profile management solutions. WorldSpan Scripts, time-saving tools that automate complex reservation system functions and simplify your operations. So they are getting more and more into technology, seeing that they give you hotels, they give you cars, they give you flights, everything at the click of a button on their systems, computer systems, on their software, to be able to provide the best to the customer and draw them to you. Thank you very much. Now, while we have discussed travel agency solutions, travel agency management, we have brought to you a wide gamut of topics. See, travel and tourism today is accounting for 9% of the world GDP. But what is the backbone of the travel and tourism industry? How does it function? It will only be able to function if it has people behind it. Who are the people? The one who sell, the one who market. They are the travel agents. So the travel agents are the backbone. They are the persons who provide the services, who tell the customer where to go, what we can offer you, how it's become easier to travel. And travel agency management is a very important topic. If you want to enter the travel business, if you want to be a travel agent, if you want to have huge corporate offices, if you want the world to see different places and you are want to be a provider, you have to be a top-end travel agent. And this is what the industry is coming to. Well, thanks to the travel agencies, the different softwares, the different systems, the different modes of transport, people coming together, using their brains, bringing softwares into play. Today, travel is becoming simpler and simpler. You get packages, you get tours, you get bookings, you get car rentals, everything at the click of a button on your iPad, on your mobile, on your computer. The travel agencies will always be there to help you to grow. If you want to be a part of the travel industry, the way to start is go through a travel agent, work with them, understand them, and then probably think of growing bigger. An Airbus 380 is a beautiful airline, but if a travel agent will not sell it, it becomes difficult for you to take the experience of Airbus 380. Well, we thank you for your time and hope that the travel and tourism was an interesting subject for you to learn. Thanks.